Good morning, everyone. Welcome to morning prayer. My name's Jenny, and I'm a member here on community. We have a liturgy. I hope everybody's managed to find one. If you can repeat the bits in bold. Morning has risen, sleep is still in our eyes, but at once on our lips shall be your praise. We glorify, praise, and adore you. We, that is, the earth, the water, and the sky, that is, the people here on earth. Everything that you have created enjoys your sun and your grace. Dawn glistens on the grasses, mist is still hanging on the trees, and a soft wind promises a fine day. Should we not enjoy everything that you have created? We are meant to. That is why we are so joyful this dawn. O Lord, grant that the hours and minutes do not slip away in our hands, but that we may live in your time. Amen. The reading this morning is from Luke 17. Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. And it is on page 1051. And it is Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." I'm going to read it from another version, from the Message version, because I thought that rather sort of with what I was going to sort of, talk about. So it happened that as he made his way toward Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance, but raised their voices, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Taking a good look at them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." They went, and while still on their way, became clean. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus said, Were not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider? Then he said to him, get up, on your way, your faith has healed and saved you. Just take a few minutes just to reflect on those words. I've been thinking quite a bit about, particularly the bit about being grateful. And it's quite hard sometimes to do. And I think we go along in life just doing what we do, and we don't stop to think about what we have to be grateful for. And that Samaritan, and he got it very right. He was the only one to return. And I often think that Jesus must, when we don't thank him, he must feel quite hurt. That we, you know, myself, I rush around doing a lot of stuff and praying for what I want. Quite often, and praying for others, but forget the thanking side of it. So, and it was thinking about the fact that it was an outsider who came back to thank Jesus. I found a poem which I think sort of sums up this subject of being thankful, being grateful. It's by Helen Steiner Rice. And it's just, the title is just Thank You God for Everything. Thank you God for everything, the big things and the small. For every good gift comes from God, the giver of them all. And all too often we accept without any thanks or praise the gifts God sends as blessings each day in many ways. And so at this Thanksgiving time, we offer up a prayer to thank you, God, for giving us a lot more than our share. First, thank you for the little things that often come our way, the things we take for granted but don't mention when we pray. The unexpected courtesy, the thoughtful, kindly deed, the hand reached out to help us in the time of sudden need. Oh, make us more aware, dear God, of little daily graces that come to us with sweet surprise from never dreamed of places. Then thank you for the miracles we are much too blind to see, and give us new awareness of our many gifts from thee, and help us to remember that the key of life and living is to make each prayer a prayer of thanks and every day thanksgiving. Might want to just take a few minutes just to reflect on maybe what we are grateful for, big and little things. we're just going to conclude with the liturgy. Then I'm going to do a short prayer, and then there's going to be a song, hopefully, comes up about gratitude, which sort of really, I think you'll enjoy it. So we're going to continue with the liturgy. Ask the animals and they would teach you, the birds of the air and they would tell you, ask the plants of the earth and they would teach you, the fish of the sea would declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of every human being. May Christ abide in us, that we may bear much fruit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all you give to us, and we say sorry when we may have not thanked you enough or been ungrateful. Thank you for all your many gifts, big and small. We pray this in your name. Amen. And now we have the song.